One thing about God is that He will talk to you, but you have to sit still long enough to listen and hear from Him. I think oftentimes we take the pieces that He gives us and run with it. We don't spend enough time consulting or even getting the remaining pieces from God because we're so quick to move on to the next thing. Why is that? I wonder how many of us operate and interact with God from the way that we see God instead of from the truth of who God is. Being transparent, I find myself interacting with God based on how I believe He sees me, from a natural viewpoint. One area in which I struggle with this is mainly when I fall short and I just expect God to condemn me. Of course, that's not who God is. God is not a God who is waiting around to punish His children. I think that when we often find ourselves getting too comfortable, it's easy to misplace our quality time with God. For me, I can tell when I'm out of place and need to get back on the straight and narrow. It's a choice that we have to consciously make with our heart. What have I truly gained if my life doesn't glorify all that God is and all that God wants to be for me? What have I gained if my comfort that only results in worry, confusion, doubt, and unsettled mind? The very things that we often long for and go to God in need of is at the very place of solitude and stillness in Him. We can be on such a good streak with God, but when it comes to balance, we fall off and it seems harder to get back up. What I've learned about God is that He's always waiting with open arms. When I need to learn deeper is God's unchanging love for me, His unconditional love for His daughter. I want to be in a place where I can be fully used by God and not outside of whatever plan and will He has for my life. I share my heart to my best friend regarding my thoughts and feelings on my relationship with God, and she simply said for me to sit still before God. It may take for me to cancel plans and to say no, to make the adequate time needed for me to be where God reigns, and that's okay. Getting comfortable with changing the dynamics of my life for Christ is okay. It has no choice but to be okay. Learning that what I have with God is way more important than any other thing that is taking place in my life. It's about building the relationship with God that I've always longed for. In that, I'll sit still. My prayer today is that we reevaluate our relationship with God, that we be okay with changing the dynamics of our lives for the sake of our relationship with our Heavenly Father. I pray that we find ourselves in the space and place where our hearts are immersed with the truth of the heart of God and all that God entails. With love, yours truly, Eve.